What do you get when you add 2 + 1?
You get 100. You get 100. You get 100.
Really do.
You get 100.
You really do.
You get 100.
Really do.
You get 100.
You really do.
You get 100.
Really do.
You get 100.
You really do.
You get 100.
Really do.
You get 100. You really do.
You get 100.
Really do.
You get 100.
You really do.
You get 100.
Really do.
You get 100.
Really do.
You get 100.
Really do.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. I'm Chest, aka Chest. Who else is with me tonight?
I'm Colb.
And I'm Ben.
It's the three of us. And we're going to take a break, everyone. It's a fact. There's three of us on this show. Folks, we're taking a commercial break. We're interrupting this program. That's what I was going for, not commercial break. We interrupt this program to bring an important announcement. This is our 100th episode, Ben and
Wow.
Colb. I know, I didn't tell you before. At no warning, you thought we were still recording Trigun. We're not. We've switched completely, but neither of you knew that. Wow. Till now. Now you know.
Speechless.
And it was a shock. It still is.
Yeah.
Well, as shocking as it is to you guys, the fact remains. This is our 100th episode. Now, we do a thing on the show. I don't think we'll continue like 200, episode 200. I mean, maybe we'll. Maybe
we should.
Why not?
Well, what would be like the markers? 100, I feel like 250, right? Or is it the hundreds? Like 100, 300, 400?
I think hundreds is pretty cool.
Hundreds. Okay. Well, in that case, we have two big markers on this show. We have our anniversaries, not of the year, but of when we started.
Hmm.
And then 100.
So an anniversary, right?
Yeah, an anniversary.
Okay.
New year. And then I was like, oh, yeah. So our new quote unquote seasons, they start after our anniversary. So this is like season two, technically. I think you'd really have to dig into like the data of your podcasting platform to know that this is a season two episode. Mm. But it does something, because every time I put it in to like push out to all the platforms, it's like, what season and what episode is this? So there's a total episode count and there's a seasonal count. So we're in season two. This is our 100th episode. And it's a big deal. It's a big deal. We're very excited. As with all fun things, I've got stats. Y'all want some? You want to do some guessing? You want to do some guessing stuff? Oh wait, before that, there we go.
Oh, a little fizz.
Yeah.
Well, it's because Gene had a massive stomach bug,
no.
And my dad bought him this Schnipps Club Soda. So club soda is way more carbonated because it's like made to go in mixed drinks. It's not like a sparkling water. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to get rid of them. They're these tiny, cute little cans.
Aww. So does it taste good?
Yeah. Isn't club soda just seltzer water?
It's just seltzer water.
Oh.
It's just like extra carbonated water. It has sodium in it. So I'm getting extra salt tonight.
Is that flavor?
Nope.
Do they put any flavor in there?
It's just some flavor. Because it's going
do you
in a
drink that stuff.
It's going in a mixed
it.
Drink. Why waste it? I don't want to waste it.
Yeah,
if it goes
it
in a mixed
something.
Drink, that's one thing. Yeah, just drinking it straight.
So what you're saying is I should have spent a lot of money on some booze and then saved myself from drinking.
Throw
this.
It in some orange juice or something. I don't know.
Ooh,
oh, that actually would be a good idea.
Okay.
Well, we're not going to talk about my lack of thinking. We're going to talk about data. So. I counted backwards, not forwards, because we haven't done that yet.
That is tough.
Since we've recorded our 100th episode, not counting Trigun, we're in the middle of Trigun right now, so that one doesn't count. How many shows, how many seasons have we covered?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And we're just guessing, right?
Yeah, just guess.
13.
Ten.
You're both very close. Colb is right. So 13 seasons. Just wanted to make Ben feel a little better. 11 shows, 13 seasons, because we did part one and part two of Spike's Family, which came out at separate times. Yeah. But 11.
Are you including the Attack on Titan large?
I did not count that different. Okay. That's not a whole separate season. That one little movie we got. I'm just going to.
All right. No, that's
subjective
fair,
thing, but I'm doing it. How many guests have we had on the show?
7.
Oh, so we're not even thinking. We're just throwing numbers out.
Just pull a chest and just throw words.
9.
5. A little high there. A little high there, folks.
Ooh. Johnny, Thomas, Jean, Ray, Ramos. My wife, Ramos.
That's 6 already.
That's 6.
Then I've miscounted. So we've had 6.
Oh, and I bet we had more than that.
Yeah, we probably have one more. Cold wins with 7.
All right, 2 for 2.
Yep. Oh. How many individual filler episodes have we had? This
here,
is
Ben,
this
I'll,
does
I'll
not,
lose this on I'll,
this does
I'll
not
lose
count
this on purpose.
Like the epic anime ones or one when we've done like a show in one encapsulation.
11.
Like My Hero Academia.
47.
I'm sticking with my original answer. 11.
Oh, you said 11. Sorry, I missed that. Kolb's right again.
All right. I knew it.
46.
15 fillers. 15 fillers.
Okay. Man,
yeah.
Still wasn't very close.
Yeah. It's crazy because I was looking at the spreadsheet we have, and I was like, 100 episodes? That feels like it should be way more than some of these numbers.
Hmm.
But it's actually not that much. Like, it's really, once you divide up like a 26-episode show or a 12-episode show into 6 episodes, like, you know, that's 6 episodes right there out of 100. You do that 10 times, that's 60 episodes. So
yeah, 60%.
60%? If math, got to run the numbers.
Yeah, 15% filler.
Yeah, 15% filler.
Is that good for an anime or is that bad?
I would say, well, it depends on the quality. So if it's like One Piece's filler we've talked about a little bit has been okay, and other pieces fillers is terrible. So like, I guess it depends on what that 15% is.
All right.
So I would say it's okay. The listening audience would probably be like, great, it's another Chest and Cold with No Ben episode. Majority of our fillers are those.
I've done a few.
What, yeah, I so think 15, you've done,
I bet I've done like five.
You've
of them.
Probably done 4, if I had to guess.
Wow. Why did you just drop me down one?
Sorry, 6. If
thank you.
There we go.
You had to guess.
Y'all did.
Y'all
have done 1 without me. Y'all remember which one?
Last Samurai.
Samurai 7.
Yep, the Last Samurai was spot on the money. But you know what the Last Samurai is? Unlike good. Samurai 7, if it's good, it's also a movie.
Oh.
That's what we decided to do tonight, folks.
So all did right. Preamble's over. It was a good transition.
That was a good transition. For our 100th episode, we were like, you know what? We're in the middle of Trigun. It makes the most sense to stick with what we're good at and with what we know. Scrap that. Let's do something completely new. So that's what we're doing. We decided to pick a classic anime movie that none of us have seen. And if we were to walk into an anime convention that we're expected to know things, we probably would be ashamed not to have seen it. Most people would be like, how have you not seen this movie? I don't know that we'll ever do that. But if we do, now we won't have to be as ashamed as we would have been. So it's good. So what did we decide to watch? Kolb, you actually picked it. So why don't you say?
Okay. We picked, I guess it was my idea, Akira. Or Akira. Mm.
Akira. Ooh. Classic 19... I'm going to give a little snippet. Classic 1988 film on, again, very reputable Wikipedia, animated cyberpunk action film. It was based on a 1982 manga of the same name. I did find out in reading about it that the manga and the anime, I believe, differ quite a bit. But the movie's still very critically acclaimed. Set in a dystopian 2019... I we'll talk about it later. But when I saw 2019, I was like, oh, we're in the past. Nice. Love it.
Wow.
It tells the story of Shotaro Kaneda, a leader of a biker gang whose childhood friend, Tetsuo, acquires incredible telekinetic abilities after a motorcycle accident, eventually threatening an entire military complex amid chaos and rebellion in a sprawling futuristic metropolis of Neo Tokyo. It is acclaimed alongside such films as, in the same vein as such films as like Blade Runner and different cyberpunk things. It's been
compared... What is this, our Psycho Pass review, Jess? Come on.
I know, I was actually thinking about, we just did Psycho Pass 2 episodes ago. Go listen to that. We also talked about how that compared to Blade Runner. What was somebody was talking, I don't remember who this is, but this is on Wikipedia. Go read it, folks. Discussing the story, they found the film as not particularly groundbreaking as science fiction, comparing the film to be between Blade Runner and 2001 A Space Odyssey, with the film's main achievement being the sheer credibility of the vision of the future tech as seen in fully through designs of vehicles and laboratory equipment, and that the film yields some extremely arresting images in the film's closing scene, and simply as animation, it is undoubtedly a tour de force. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but that's definitely something that is really good.
Really good.
Really good. Really good.
I think you mean Tour de France.
That's the Tour de France. It is a Tour de France. Yes,
you know all about cycling, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
All
right. Top three cycling shows. Go.
Yo, Michi Pedal. That other one.
I can't do it.
It is has an 8.16 on My Anime List, and on Rotten Tomatoes, a very, very high end website, all dedicated to film. It has a it just glitched out.
Oh boy, this is taking a while. Oh my
word. 91 by critics and a 90 by audiences, which is really good to have them that close, actually. It means it's pretty consistent.
So certified tomato, is that what you're saying?
Oh, very certified fresh. Yeah. Certified fresh, my friend.
There you go. Certified fresh.
Certified fresh. And on Letterboxd, which I actually prefer to Rotten Tomatoes, it has a 4.3. Anything above a 4 on Letterboxd, they're very critical. And anything above a 4 is like, that's good. That's good, good, good. So it's pretty acclaimed, critically acclaimed film. It's an 80s film, and it feels like it in good and bad ways, I would say. We'll talk about that. But yeah, none of us had seen it. That was the important thing. None of us had watched this film, and we wanted to do something a little different. We said, why not? Let's do it.
Right. We said that.
We did.
Yeah.
Well, I've talked for a long time. So, Kolb, you texted in the chat, I'm really excited to talk about the movie with you guys. Your turn. Your turn to talk.
Oh boy. Okay. Where do I start with this?
Do you want any leading, you want some guidance?
Please. Oh my goodness, yes.
How about you start with the pros? What are things you really loved about this movie?
Okay.
Sub their dub.
So
whatever I do.
Good question. That gives us somewhere to start. I knew my schedule.
Did you hear Ben?
Yeah, I knew my schedule and I knew my attention level to what I'd be watching. So I could not watch subbed. I had to watch it in dubbed because I knew that a lot of my kids would be in my way, or I would be too tired because I watch a lot of my stuff at night. So I would be too tired to read all this. So I had to watch it in dubbed. Chess gave me the thumbs down, which means I picked the wrong one.
I watched it subbed. What about you, Ben?
I watched it subbed, and then I restarted it and watched like the first 10 minutes in dubbed right before we started recording.
Is that what you were watching?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really wish I would have done dubbed. I realized just how much harder it is to watch a movie just periodically. And so dubbed, it's just in general easier to watch because you can have it going on in the background. So I wish I would have watched the whole thing in dubbed. And when I was rewatching it, I also kind of liked the dubbed. Kind of reminded me a little bit of the Speed Racer era. Speed Racer is a bit before this, but like just the those type of voices. And so I think I'll just.
Hey, Chess, do you want to guess who the main character's voice was?
Ooh, don't give the answer.
Who the voice actor was?
Yes.
Edward Elric.
Okay. Ben?
I know this isn't possible because it's like 40 years, 30 years difference, but it sounded like Takemichi from Tokyo Revengers.
Are you talking about for the subbed?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Subbed.
Okay. No, I didn't watch the sub, so I don't know. Maybe it was.
It's true.
Doubt it.
That'd be insane.
No, it was Vash.
It was Vash?
It was Ichigo. Yeah, it was.
Now I really want to watch it dubbed.
Johnny Young Bosch was
the
main
character. That's great. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big movie. Like it, because it, we were talking before the show, you said the dubbed, I mean, we can fact check this, it came out significantly later than the.
I want to say a newer dub came out in 2001, and I think that's when he was in it. I could be wrong.
Dubbed.
With the timeline.
Release.
If I looked at it correctly, it did release in the United States in 1990, but I don't know if that was its own dub or if that was just a subbed version of it.
Hmm.
Yeah, so.
Oh, there was two. There was two dubbings.
I thought so.
Wally Burr Recording was the first one.
Wally and then, Burr?
Very credible.
Animes was the second one. Doesn't give me a release. Oh, no. 2001.
Ooh.
I'm guessing that would be the same.
My memory is decent.
Yeah, wow. Really good. Decent. Your memory is really good.
Very good.
Okay. So yeah. As I'm watching it, I asked my wife, I was like, hey, look at this scene for, you know, a minute. And tell me, when did this movie get created? And she said, oh, that looks like it's from 2000. And I said, you're wrong. It's from 1988. You're completely wrong. And then I made fun of her for the rest of the day.
Nice.
No, but I would say that is one of my positives, is it feels like an 80s movie. An 80s dystopian escape from New York kind of movie where everyone's ragged, the streets are nasty, and it just has that feel.
Gritty. It has a gritty feel.
Yeah, you could say
very gritty. Like in your face.
So that's one of my positives. Someone go ahead with their positives.
I can jump onto that one. I also love that aspect. I loved the animation style. And how, like, it was very dark. The contrast of, like, the light and the dark was, like, the real-life stuff. Like, the buildings and the rooms and all that were very dark. But the Neo-Tokyo effect of that was where all the bright lights were at. Was, like, all these holograms and, like, you know, like, it's supposed to show how future tech it is. But it's a dystopian society, so it's very much collapsing in on itself. And it's kind of, like, this really rough place. Actually, The Dark Knight Returns, which is a really older Batman comic, it kind of reminds me of that. It's this very like gritty society is failing, film. And one of the things that I consistently throughout the whole movie loved was, and it's totally like, this is an 80s thing, because this is not how like future tech would work, but there's so much steam and smoke everywhere. Like a door opens, smoke. And that's like Alien and like all those movies that have, it's like sci-fi, but it's like, why is there steam? Like the door should just slide because it's super future tech. But that's how in the 80s they envisioned, like, well, you know, it's this cool, like, it's cold in there or something. I don't know. It's going to be.
Right.
And there's always steam, but it looks really cool. And actually, one of the coolest scenes was when it was cold, when they go see Akira at the beginning. It was probably halfway through the film, actually. And they're in that frozen room. And, like, his breath, he's, like, breathing out. And it's his, like, his breath coming out and it's freezing in the cold. That, like, that fog was really well done. I just really like how tactile the smoke and the fog and all that stuff feels. One of the things I do love is, like, things explode for no reasons. Like cars don't explode like that. They don't hit a wall and then just completely fall apart and blow
they
up.
They do in this reality.
They do in this reality completely, yeah. Like completely blow up and explode.
Flat tire, it blows up.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. Don't
you got hit with a lead pipe, technology. Blows up.
Ding.
Yeah. So I did like the animation a lot. Yeah. The only thing I didn't like as much was the, and I think this is just older style, like the faces I took some getting used to, like the face style, I think. But like the setting and everything, I loved it. Ben, any positives, animation or otherwise, you want to throw out?
I don't think so. What you guys said is, not much outside of that I enjoyed. I did like some of the looks, some of the feels.
I'm getting a feeling of how this episode's about to go.
let's see. I will say I liked some of the like just how I thought Kamada sounded like Takemichi. There were Tokyo Revenger moments. Maybe it's just the gang concept. So some of that I kind of enjoyed. You know, as I rewatched even the beginning, I realized the beginning is some of the more enjoyable parts of the movie.
The everyday gang life stuff.
Yep. When things were slightly simple. And yeah.
Cool.
I'll leave her there.
Well, before we go to the negatives, because that's where I see the train going. One of the things I thought as I was watching this and I finished it up, because Pao was like, doing some work while I was watching it, so she didn't watch hardly any of it. And we got to the end, and I watched it. She saw like the last bits, and that was all she saw. And I was like, "Wow, you're coming in at quite the moment." And she's like, "Well, how was it? How did you like it?" And I had to really think about my answer. It was kind of the point of where I'm going. And one of the thoughts that came out was like, "Okay, one of the things I want to ask Ben and Colb is." Separate out the 80s movie that it is, how, like, because that's I think where a lot of the negative is coming, is like the plot, the content, the movie itself, I don't think y'all enjoyed as much, if I had to guess. And as an anime, what did you think of it? So we've talked a little bit obviously about the animation, but like, did you see any tropes, or maybe where tropes come from? Example, in this anime, they yell a lot, in the sub version at least. Oh my gosh. Like every 10 minutes, it's just someone yelling. And I'm like, oh, it's like Dragon Ball Z. Like powering up and all that stuff, like yelling, constantly yelling. So that for me was like, oh, that's very anime. Like someone is just screaming for no reason when they're running. Like they're not even doing anything dramatic. They're just running. But they got to scream. So what was it like for you watching it as an anime, or was it just so 80s movie that you're like, I kind of forgot I was watching an anime and I'm just watching a movie at this point?
I don't feel like the 80s movie thing was much of a factor. I think it was a more of a cultural Japanese thing, when it comes to like the paranoia of nuclear weapons that they really play up the mass destruction in this movie.
Right.
The first shot of the movie is Tokyo in 1988 getting blown up by a nuclear bomb. And then that ending is something else. It's very, you think of like the old Godzilla movies. That was just like a cathartic version of these filmmakers saying like, hey, we radiation and nuclear war is always on our mind because we're like the only nation that got that happened to us. So like there's this,
right.
It's almost like this subconscious thing that is placed in their movies. And I could really feel it, I think, in this. So I wouldn't say that's an 80s thing more than
okay.
You know, a Japanese thing, especially with the body horror stuff at the end too. That was something. So anyway,
that was something.
Ben.
Cool. Okay.
Well, I'll just, two things I love about anime. Love the storytelling. I love the character development.
Like, yeah.
I love
very good.
Getting attached to both of those things, both the story and the characters.
Yeah, you do.
And I can, I do. I can admit that I didn't have the whole entire movie. I didn't have an ounce of emotional attachment to any character at all. There was not a single moment where I felt for someone in a scene.
Same.
So I'm trying to think back, like what were, I mean, I think of shows and you just have so much more time. But my goodness, I think even in some of the shorts we watched, I became more emotionally attached to some of those characters than I did in this entire movie. It's like, what were they not doing? What were they doing wrong? If either of you felt the same way, well, it sounds like Cold does. But
I would agree with that. Yeah.
What were they lacking, or what were they? Because they did some flashbacks at the end. I know sometimes flashbacks add to that. They didn't really do any. You didn't really get to know anybody though.
It's a tough question. What were they doing? What were they not doing that could have drawn us into the characters more? Well, the word that comes to my mind is relatability. So it's a great example. Tokyo Revengers, also about a gang, literally a biker gang. Do I love Tokyo Revengers? Yeah. Do I relate more to them? Yeah. And I think the reason I relate to Takemichi is because he fails and he gets back up and tries. So there's that aspect of like, yeah, I want to be that person too. I want to like get back up when I get knocked down and fight for the people that I love.
And but also with Takemichi, his goal is very righteous. He wants to save people in the future because of the gang that's happening, that's forming in the past. So, you know, his reasoning for doing his things is to save people's lives.
Right. And in this, it's much more abstract. I would say you really don't even get a goal. Possibly there's an argument for you don't really ever get a goal. It's almost like you're watching a snapshot of events that unfolded, but you don't really like, it's like they just picked a random time in history in this city and said, here you go. I feel like there's a lot of people that would disagree with that, but I also had the feeling when I finished it that this is too sophisticated of a movie for me, and people that critique would have issues with my liking or disliking of it would probably not have watched many movies that I would enjoy anyway. So I'm okay.
Okay. So if you were to, list off the groups or the factions, which one is the most sympathetic? It's not
most sympathetic. You said,
yeah, it's not the government. Cause you see that they're super corrupt and all they care about is money. It's not the scientists because they are super, you know, they just want to play God and do a bunch of things that are not safe for humanity, obviously. And our team of biker kids, their opening shots are they're in a gang fight with the clowns and they're like brutally beating people up. So you're like, yeah. who am I rooting for here?
Yes. Now, yes.
Yeah.
It could have worked that way where this gang of, you know, street youths are doing terrible things at the beginning of this movie. Some revelation happens and they're like, oh, we need to do our part into saving humanity or saving the city or saving mm-hmm. our way of life. You know, it's something good happening, or try and maybe even keep going with the way they did with that Tetsuo kid getting kidnapped by the scientists, experimented mm-hmm. on. And then they're like, all right, gang of bikers, let's infiltrate to get our friend back.
Right.
And it's they kind of do that, but immediately they don't try to really save him. I mean, our main character shoots him with lasers a bunch of times.
No, he like, does not want to save him.
I feel like maybe that's what they were trying to do, but as I talk through it, but it didn't come off that way.
Well, I have an alternative. If we view this less as a movie and more as social commentary, I would say it fits, because I'm going back to in my brain to where you were talking about the war and nuclear issues. If it's a social commentary on nobody should use nuclear power, then you don't really have a protagonist. The point is, every single person in the world gets hurt if you do this. And whoever just ends up on top is the one who happens to have the control switch. So, like, they create a weapon that's too big for themselves to handle. They unleash it on the world. You should destroy the weapon, basically. Anybody. Just get rid of the weapon. Because you shouldn't do that. Like, this is inhumane. This is not a good step for humanity. And I also do think it's very 80s to have such a, like, almost no one's good attitude. Like, everybody's super problematic. Now, as a movie, I would still prefer to have had a protagonist. Because we had a protagonist in the strictest sense, but not one that's like...
Not a hero.
Not, yeah, there you go. We had a protagonist. We didn't have a hero. Even a flawed right. hero is better than no hero at all for most people.
Preach.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, we've danced around it. What were the biggest problems for you guys? Oh, first of all, did you like it or did you not? That's probably
dancing.
We should. Yeah, we were just flashing it. How much did you or did you not like it?
I didn't like it.
I struggled. Yeah, it was not an enjoyable watch. It was not something I was looking forward to. Like, you know, I'm halfway through the movie and it's just like, oh, I still have an hour to go.
I did keep pausing it and I'm like, what? I'm only 40 minutes in. What? Yeah. What else is gonna happen?
Yeah,
that happened to me multiple times. Yeah, I was like, how is there 30 minutes left? What? Yeah. Anyway. Okay, well, I also, so Pal asked me, did you enjoy it or how was it? And I said, honestly, it was one of those movies that I think you're supposed to watch multiple times, but the problem is I don't want to watch it again. And so, like, I appreciate that they probably created something very art-filled for a movie, but it's not a movie that I want to grab some popcorn and watch with some people. And at this stage of my life, as a dad of young children, like we were saying before, time is limited. So if I'm going to grab a movie, unless my family's gone on vacation and I have to stay home and work or something, and I've got a whole week and I could spare it a couple hours to watch Akira, sure.
No. Nope.
Colby and Ben want to do this for the podcast? Sure. But I wouldn't watch it again, like, just because I want to have a good time.
Right. Yeah.
And that's okay. There's tons of movies that are not meant to be a feel good, enjoyable experience. In the sense that they make them because it's art. They want to say a certain thing. That's fine. I think that's what this was. I think this movie wanted to say a particular thing, a philosophy, a worldview. That's just not why we watch anime. We enjoy when there's some mixed in, but we prefer there to be a concrete, like, story with a protagonist and a antagonist and a hero and a villain and flaws and gray, but not like, let me go read a book on Japan in the 87, because that's what he's commentating on, was 87 Japan, and this is what we're predicting into the future, and if I knew the history of the country, then I would know this better, and you know. So that was my full feelings on the matter.
I feel like this would be a movie I would show to a bunch of people. I would gather people in, and I would just watch their faces. I wouldn't watch the movie. I would just watch people and then react to their reactions. That would be why I would watch this again.
That's a good idea.
Oh, you know what it did have? It had the classic 80s, like, we're going to throw nudity in here.
Yes.
But I was thinking
we should probably state that.
Oh, yeah. So here, this was probably my bad when I offered this idea. I'm watching the movie, and like that one biker like smashes the other guy in the head with a pipe, and a bunch of blood goes flying. And I'm like, I wonder what this is rated. And so I looked up just a little bit. I'm like, oh, it's rated R. Oh boy, I got to switch gears here, because when you look at the poster, it's just our main character in his red, you know, 80s track jumpsuit with his jacket and his motorcycle. And I'm thinking street races, maybe a motorcycle gang, or, you know, not necessarily a fun movie, but not this. So I was expecting more of like, like you said, Speed Racer, Ben. I was kind of expecting that, street races and that kind of stuff. It was not
Speed Racer.
No, it wasn't. The bike wasn't even an important part, other than that.
It was like a symbol. Like the other, his friend wanted to be able to use it so bad. He wanted that status, and that was it. That was all it was. It was
right,
a prop.
But it wasn't like a super bike or
nope.
It was just kind of like the, what do they call that? The MacGuffin, maybe? Is that what it's called in movies? The thing that kind of pushes the story forward, but not really. I don't know.
Yeah, so it's not quite a MacGuffin, but yeah, it's on the same track. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I saw that, and I was like, oh no, this is gonna be a ride, and it was. And yeah, those 80s movies, they always have to throw in some sort of nudity, and it's usually, unfortunately, during a violent scene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, not Airplane.
Good point. I mean, they're kind of going into crash positions. So that's
true. They were crashing. They were crashing the plane.
That was violent.
Yeah. So I'll probably write it in the descriptor. Like, this is a rated R movie, so kids don't watch this. But yeah, like it is a violent scene, because it's basically, again, the same two biker gangs are fighting the clowns and our. Do they even have a name? The main biker gang?
The Rorschachs.
Rorschachs. That would be an apt name for them. So they're fighting, and yeah, the our main telekinesis boy, his girlfriend ish person, she gets her top ripped off, and you're like, oh, okay, great. And then she gets her face punched, and then they thankfully get broken up, and then she gets covered with a military jacket. So it's very brief, but it is that, like, yeah, we're gonna do this. Just why not have 2 seconds of nudity? Why would you not do that? Like, because you? Why would you? Why would you? Anyway, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, the violence was off the top. It was crazy.
Off the top or over the top?
Over the top. Off the charts.
Off the charts. Top it charts.
Over the charts and off the cuff and wait.
Chained on the charts. Off the cuff.
Save a penny. Spend it
off. But it's definitely an R movie. Like, there's some R movies you watch and you're like, oh, there's only one extra F word that discredit it from PG-13, but everything else is PG-13. And there's movies you watch and you're like, oh, this is very R. And this was a very R movie. So, yeah.
A guy shoots two dogs.
Yeah, with a kid watching in the car.
Yep.
And then the kid goes back to, like, see the dead dogs. I was actually impressed he made that second shot, to be honest.
That was impressive.
that gun was not big. So the first shot, I was like, okay, he's prepped and he's like aimed. But then the second dog comes over the roof of the car and you're like, mm-hmm. ain't no way. And he's just, yeah. 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 So the whole gist of the movie is there's a secret military project that is representative of the nuclear power of the world. Like, it's like nuclear power 2.0. And it's very Stranger Things. Stranger Things is very new. But in case you've not seen any of Stranger Things, it's about telekinetic kids, secret government projects in the 80s, developing telekinesis within children. So this is like the OG Stranger Things. We're going to take a military project. We're going to pump a bunch of money in there to find out how to get kids the abilities to have telekinesis. And then we're going to use them as weapons, as super weapons. And it all goes wrong because they have a kid and his powers develop too fast. Oh, no. And so I actually read somewhere that they bombed they bombed Akira. Akira's the kid with too much power. They bombed him.
Yeah, Japan itself bombed its own city.
Yeah, it bombed itself to keep that power from getting too big. They froze him to study him later, and now they're doing it again. They're continuing the project. And one of our main characters is the one that gets wrapped up in all this. He accidentally bumps into one of the kids that's telekinetic, and comes to find out he has potential, and so they capture him. But he's got a pass because he was part of a biker gang, so he's not a clean slate. He's not on board with the project, and he wants to get away. There's a lot of trippy scenes where it's kind of unclear. Like the telekinesis, they can go mind to mind. So like the other kids are attacking him, but only in his brain because he sees like the walls collapsing, but they're not actually collapsing, sort of deal. Yeah. So there's a lot of like mental fighting. Mm-hmm. As the movie develops. And then have y'all ever seen Chronicle? The movie Chronicle?
Chronicles of Narnia?
Yes, that one.
Okay. Yeah. Chronicles of Riddick?
So there's a movie called Chronicle. I would actually highly recommend it. It's about kids that discover like a meteor and they get basically these sort of superpowers that our kids have. They can use their brain and fly and all this stuff. And most of them handle it really well. And one doesn't, and so it's about their conflict as friends, and like they could destroy the whole world and they have to stop their friend. When he flies out of the building, when he runs away and he's gonna go find Akira, that was very reminiscent of me of Chronicle, because one of the guys is like going crazy and they're like, we can't stop this dude, the only people who can stop him are the other kids, we can't lose the project because we need them. So it's like this catch-22 of like, do we send our best people or do we try to salvage what we got and try to stop him, even though he's stopping bullets with his mind and all this stuff. So, but never fear, Canada is here.
Canada.
Oh, I didn't get that joke until.
It sounds like Canada. Canada. Yep. Canada. Actually, when I was in Japan, I met a guy named Kaneda. And he introduced himself and said, it's like Canada, but Kaneda. That's how he said his name.
Was he wearing a red jumpsuit?
Yeah.
He was not.
Tracksuit?
He was not. But we did eat delicious food in a food court in the north of Japan together. So very Canadian-esque.
Cool. Yeah, very similar,
Just like Canada. Yeah. Colonel Sanders was there dressed in samurai attire. Like, the KFC had Colonel Sanders, apron and all, but on top of the apron and his regular suit, there's a samurai outfit.
Amazing.
Makes sense.
Yep. He's not going to take the apron off, but why not? Armor on. Why would
right.
you? How's he going to serve food later?
Yeah, how's he going to serve food later? Yeah.
Samurai Sanders. Is he still Colonel? Colonel Samurai Sanders.
Yeah, has long time since he's got a promotion.
Yeah, he's pretty gray he's pretty white in the beard, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. The colonel.
You know, one thing I was...
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's funny. One positive I was thinking as I was watching this is like, well, it'll be fun to talk about it.
Yeah, and as I was watching it, I'm like, wow, I'm 0 for 3 now. I just can't choose things, fellas.
You know, it was interesting. Cole, I think you're great.
Your choices are terrible.
My choices are questionable.
Watching it. This is, I think, the first time I've watched an anime movie with no other context. Like,
not a show attached.
Right, right. Like, we watch movies all the time, like live action movies, you know, regular movies. And in watching them out of nowhere is no big deal. But
right,
this was not a good first experience for me just watching an anime movie out of nowhere.
Oh, good. He's done now. He's done forever. Yep.
I told cleats.
me and Pal have watched a lot of anime movies because she went through her anime journey started with movies. She watched movies on TV with her uncle, Studio Ghibli in particular. And so she was way more on board when I was starting to get way into anime, back in anime. She was like, I don't want to watch a show, but I'll watch some movies with you. So we would go find a bunch of anime movies and watch those. And I told her, I was like, this movie, production, animation, even like, you know, the team and all this stuff, it probably, critically speaking, it's probably better, quote unquote, than some of these other movies, but I would much rather watch like The Boy and the Beast, which is a newer anime movie that is good. It's good. I've seen it multiple times. Point in fact, I would much rather rewatch that, even the one from the studio that came before it called Summer Wars. It's not as good in my opinion, but I would still rather watch that than watch Akira again, because it's just an enjoyable experience. Very clear, like, what's going on, and even some of the crazy fantasy stuff that happens at the end is like, it's nothing. It's got nothing on what happens in Akira, story-wise. Again, if you're like all about body horror and you're all about like that animation / real 80s style of like grotesque body horror stuff as a genre, you're going to love Akira. But that's just not my bag. True. So, you know.
You're going to love the way you look.
Amen.
Akira.
Yeah. If your favorite movie is The Thing, I would probably recommend Akira as a good entry point for you into anime.
Okay. That's not a bad. That's not a bad way to look at it.
Right? Right? I'm just saying. You got 80s body horror?
The Thing, there are normal people in that movie.
There's normal people in this movie.
Kinda.
You mean like people you would root for?
Right.
Right. It's like Alien. Kurt Russell, a very clear person you're rooting for, an Alien.
Right.
The aliens.
Yeah. The alien. Yeah.
They just want to survive as a species.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all I root for in the Predator movies. It's the Predators.
Arnold's up on the screen. You're like, screw him.
No, I definitely want the Predator to win.
Oh, yeah. Predators are awesome. Like,
Predator kill all those aliens and all those stupid humans that are in the way.
Yes.
Oh, but Arnold.
We're talking about Predator versus Alien. Arnold's not in that one.
Oh, you're talking about Predator versus Alien? Oh, okay. Yeah. Boo. Yeah. I'm talking about Predator, the OG Predator.
The OG. There are so many that, you know. Did you guys watch the newest one? The Prey? Or Prey?
I've heard it's good, though. I have not.
Very good.
I've heard it's good.
It's. I was very skeptical because I'm a big Predator fan, and I really liked the movie. I really did.
I've heard that multiple times. I still haven't watched it. It's Hulu, right? I think.
It's a Hulu original.
I think so.
Yeah.
But like, I watched Predators. Like, I bought like the Blu-ray of that and watched it when it came out, and I remember loving it in the sense of like, oh, it's another Predator thing. And then now that I look back, I'm like, I'll never watch that again. Yeah.
Now I want to rewatch the new
one. You know what I use a lot of?
Tell us. The deodorant?
The arm. You're correct. The arm gif of Arnold. Oh. And what's his name? Clasping hands.
Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers going boom. And it's just two massive biceps.
Amazing.
Such a great meme, gif, everything. Just a good
shot of all time. Yeah.
It's a good gif. Those arms are so big. The Predator and
80s. The '80s again.
The '80s. Predator was one of those movies that my dad set me down to watch it with me, and he's like, "No, like you can tell he's watching it. Like my mom probably doesn't know." And he's like, "No, there's gonna be some, you know, some cursing, and this is gonna be really rough, but we're really gonna love this movie." And he loves the original Predator. Oh, he loves it. He never was a big Alien fan, but Predator, it's a good one.
Was that a your dad impression?
You're gonna love this movie. Joker, where are you? Harvey Dent.
Sounds just like Mark.
Yeah. I'm Batman. My dad's Batman.
Classic.
Yeah. He's retired.
I believe so. It. Yeah. I believe it.
There's a new Batman, but so it's safe to say it now. But
mm-hmm. Yeah. It's basically public news.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Yeah, my dad does not sound like that by any stretch of the imagination. But he did tell me, we're going to watch Predator and you're probably going to love it. And I was like, I did love it.
Nice. What a dad.
It's a good movie. Yeah. What a dad. So, if I was to do the same with Akira with my child, I'd be like, we're going to watch Akira and you're probably not going to like it. And they'd be like, yeah, I didn't.
Probably
going to
be
like
warped
that.
Forever.
Yeah, this is not a movie I would sit down with my preteen child and watch. I won't even sit down and watch it with my adult child and watch it again. I'll just be like, if you want to go watch it, it's critically acclaimed. You need to have watched it to be an anime fan, evidently, but it's okay. You can skip it. Give you permission.
Yeah. Well done, boys. We can check that off of, you know,
we can
the haters list. Like they haven't even seen Akira. I guess we have.
We have.
Yeah, we have.
We didn't enjoy it. I appreciate, again, I'm the most positive of this group right now. I appreciate what it's trying to do. It just wasn't for me. Wasn't for me.
I'll agree that there is a lot of work put into that.
Oh, my word, yes.
And yeah, they were probably trying to say something.
I just wasn't listening.
I wasn't listening to it. Yep.
Yeah.
I was like, where's the story? Where's my hero? The one who's the most heroic, I think, is the Colonel.
I was just thinking that.
The Colonel's like, hey.
Which one? The rebel girl or the little girl?
No. The Colonel, the guy with the mohawk, who's like,
big
hey.
Guy.
Oh, fine, the Colonel.
Do your experiments, but if it goes anywhere near violent area, you end this experiment immediately. And the scientist is like, yeah, okay. And then he doesn't. And then the whole world is ruined.
Scientist is an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when the colonel's like, okay, we need to stop this guy. Oh, all the bureaucrats are getting in my way. Arrest them all. We got to stop this. I'm like, this guy's on. He's got it. He's doing a military takeover, but at least he's trying to save the world.
Yep. That's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. He was, I found, the most interesting.
You know what the difference is? He never seemed evil. Like, he didn't set out to have a military coup. He said, I want to save the world.
He did what he needed to do.
Which you guys are forcing me to do a military coup.
Yeah, he'll probably get, you know, go to trial afterwards, but he tried.
He court-martialed.
Yeah.
But if there's an afterwards to court-martial him in, then he won.
That's true. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, and another gripe I have, the most sympathetic character, I think, was the girl who got punched in the face. And then what happens to her? She gets squished by the kid.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. She did get killed.
I'm glad you killed off the
very
one
bloody
character I cared about very even bloody. A little bit.
Very, very bloody.
Yeah, this type of movie is a good example of why I'm apparently not like an actual film guy, like, because you read the stats earlier. This movie is good,
according to the majority of the world. Yeah,
right. And I don't have that kind of mind.
I think Christopher R would really appreciate this movie because he is a film guy. I don't know if he would like it, but I think he would appreciate it more than us. But I don't think he would dislike it because it's anime. That's the thing. I don't think he'd be like, oh, it's anime. I don't want to watch it. I think he would watch it and be like, it's not for me, if he didn't like it. But he would still like understand more of the nuances of what they were trying to do film-wise in that time period. I don't know. that's why he likes movies. He watches it for to understand film, so, and because he likes it.
How did I know that Christopher R. will be brought up in this one?
Because he's our resident film guy that hates everywhere. Anime.
Well, bring it up to him, and let's see what he says.
I'll ask him. I think he has it somewhere.
He owns movie? The movie?
I think so.
No, he doesn't. Why would he have this movie?
No, he doesn't.
I'm gonna ask him if he's ever. I'm gonna ask him live on air if he's ever watched Akira / would he?
That would. Oh, you're calling him right now?
No, I'm just texting him.
Oh.
That'd be pretty bold.
I know, that would be terrible. Oh, so much editing we'd have to do.
Yeah.
/
Yeah, so much editing we'd have to do while you text someone.
All right, I text him. If I called him. If I called him.
Ben or Chest, do you think the kid's insanity happened really quick? The kid who got the psychic powers?
I think it happened appropriately. If you're going to screw up someone's brain like that, when he started having this side effect crap in the street, yeah, that was believable to me. And okay, they had to recall him and stuff.
Not that part. That part was fine. I'm talking about his, I'm powerful now. Let's destroy everyone and kill my friends and whatever. Do you think that just...
Yeah, it happened pretty early on in the movie.
Yeah.
So... I'm going to be the devil's advocate and say it's okay, only because they did do a very clear job painting this picture that he viewed Kaneda as like a friend, but he was really tired of being in his shadow. And so this was his chance
to murder him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, that doesn't make sense to me.
That's the only plot thread that I have to pull, so I'm pulling it, but that's where it's coming from.
Yeah, I could see him getting there over progression, or like, you know, at first he's, because he had like a split second of it seemed like he was happy to see Kaneda, if I'm remembering this right, but then it was just poof gone, and it was immediately violent, and I'm just like, oh, okay. No hope there.
So, well, you know.
Yeah, you know, like, oof, right? Have I got guys?
100 episodes, yeah.
What a winner. What a winner. Yeah, but yeah, you're right. Now it's on the, you can put it on the belt of, I've watched this movie.
I've watched this you movie know? As an anime fan.
I'm the real deal.
I don't think there's too many movies in, well, it's just my opinion. I haven't bumped into too many movies in anime where it's like, this seems to be the movie that everyone talks about. Like, have you seen Akira? In the sense of like, it's the most acclaimed is what it feels like.
Yeah. What's another example? I can't think of
it. I mean, Spirited Away, but those are all Ghibli movies.
Yeah, it's a Ghibli movie, yeah. Those are
so if you take out Ghibli movies, it's like Akira. That is the non-Ghibli acclaimed anime movie.
Oh, no. What is it called? The one where they actually show the bombing at Hiroshima. There's an anime that follows like a little family that's in the city when the bomb goes off. Yeah, it's really disturbing. I actually saw it. And I forgot what it's called, though. I'll have to...
You should look that up.
I'll try.
Yeah.
That I'm not as good as looking up as you are, just with your
And
silence.
Yet again, that sounds, like, horrible. Very, very dark.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Dystopian and terrible. Although, again, I could see why it's acclaimed. You know what Studio Ghibli movie is very acclaimed, but is very depressing, is Grave of the Fireflies. Very, very acclaimed film, but it follows two orphans in war, and at the end of the movie one of them dies, and you're just like, this is the film that nothing good happens, and you're like, yeah, that's it, that's the end of the movie. So it's very sad.
I just googled anime, like popular anime movies, and that was one of the first ones mentioned, and
Grave of the Fireflies.
I saw The Boy and the Beast, it was listed there. Yeah. Yep.
Summer Wars, Boy and the Beast, Wolf Children, Mirai, Weathering with You, Your Name. Your Name is very acclaimed. That's way more of a classic anime, Your Name.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it, but I saw it.
Yeah. I have watched that one, actually. It's very good.
Barefoot Gen is what it's called.
Well, is it made?
1983.
Old? 83 predates Akira.
No, oh, 83.
Oh, what a vintage year, 83.
So yeah, it's horrible to watch, but yeah, that's what it was.
Awesome. Well,
yeah, 200 episodes, am I right?
Let's watch it. 200 episodes, Barefoot Gen. Here we go.
Let's just have the whole hour be silence.
Yep, just contemplate the infinity that is death. Oh, man. Well, I'm glad we did it. I'm glad we watched Akira. It's okay to watch something you didn't enjoy. You know what? I will say, we obviously respect the film. We're like, okay, this is a lot of hard work. It's very different from Jordan. Like, we saw Jordan, we're like, this is terrible. This is just trash. And we enjoyed making fun of that. We enjoyed talking about it and not liking it. This one, I think, we know that people like it, and we're just kind of like, it's not for us. All across the board, which I actually am a little, I'm not surprised because of who we are, but I'm also like, that's a pretty, I expected someone to like it, I guess, maybe, but nobody did. So it's okay. So we did it. 100 episodes down. Next week will be Trigun again, folks. Another very conflicting topic for us. So come back for that fun. Y'all have any closing remarks for our 100th episode?
Sorry. Sorry, everybody. I just can't pick things anymore. That's a new rule, I think.
Oh, no. I'm very much looking forward to the next show that you pick. I can't wait to see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm on the docket for next pick, and it's gonna be a nightmare for me. Good.
You picked Mega Bloks.
You did.
One of my favorite ones that we've done.
You know, I was young back then.
It was a feint. It was a deception.
Beginner's luck, someone might say. Beginner's luck. That's funny. Mega Bloks. It's a dystopian future where the city center is very high tech, very good looking, and then the outskirts are like the slums.
Yeah.
So would the world of Akira, would it have thrived better if there was a boxing circuit with machinery?
Almost definitely would have helped.
That's what the biker gangs would have been centered on.
Oh my goodness. That's where they would have done their duels, is in the ring, the biker gangs.
We just fixed Akira.
Done.
You need an underground boxing ring, Akira, and you're good to go.
It doesn't need to be underground. It's Megalonia was not underground. That was the spectacle of the city. Mm-hmm.
I do feel like in Akira it would be underground, though, just because it's very like Megalonia. There's this like high class, low class in Mega Bloks. In Akira, it's like military pressure and like rebellion. So it'd be like the underground ring. That's my opinion.
Okay. I mean,
wrong.
I'm in the minority as per the usual. Well, yeah. Once the, you know, animators and directors and writers and creators, once you've gone back and fixed Akira, call us. We'll watch it again. And we'll talk about it on our show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we hope you join us next week. Back on Three Dads, talking about anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when three guys love anime?
You get three dads talking about anime.
What do you get when three guys start having kids, children, dads,
and so
become fathers
and each have kids separately? Went on to each didn't play separate house. Ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime.
Three dads talking about anime.